Welcome to the Gracefully Nested podcast. I'm so happy you're here today.
You guys, and this one is going to be about holidays and birthdays. Okay. Most of you that are listening are mothers. Are so overwhelmed with all of the toys in the house. Am I right? I want to see your hands. Oh, wait, I can't see your hands. I just want you to put your hands up and then tell me if you did or not. Okay, the toys, they're stressing you out. They're overwhelming. You have too many. You can't get rid of them. All the things. Girl, you've got to get rid of all the things. I know it feels unnatural for you to get rid of your kids' toys because you feel like a bad mom when you do it, because I've been there. I still get that way sometimes, but then I realize that my kid doesn't even give a crap. So that was my little tiny rant about toys. Let's talk about how we can change our views on when it comes to Christmas and birthdays and all of those things that just become overwhelming because you start getting all of this stuff. My first tip, I've been doing this for about 2-3 years now, really cracked down on it last year with Christmas and birthdays, is you've got to figure out what is a necessity and what is not. Toys are not a necessity. They're great to have, of course, but I want you to actually think about, do they really need this stuff? Okay. Don't need anything, right? They need clothes and shoes, of course. But toys, do we think that our kids need 5,000 toys? No, they don't. So my tip is, if the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the sister, like everybody that wants to always get the kids toys, what about asking them to get the kids swim lessons? Can you pitch them for swim lessons? How about some gymnastic classes? A zoo membership if you support going to the zoo. Just things like that that can help the kiddo thrive and get them out of the house. They're not behind the TV. They're not behind the iPad. Things that maybe you're not fully comfortable paying for, because things can be expensive. The gymnastics and the swim lessons, all of those things can be super expensive. But what if you asked your family to help with those things and you were able to go do those things with your children instead of just having all this clutter inside of your house? That is what I would love to see for you ladies to try and do with your kids instead of just get more toys and add to the clutter and add to the things that you have no idea if they're going to play with. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Leave me a comment. I'm going to, I guess, post this wherever I can for now. And then I'm just so pumped. I would love to hear how this goes for you all, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Shout out to Anchor for making this podcasting thing so easy. Thanks so much.